Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem will starting in the Limud in the morning before Shachris in the Limud of the Amid Yoimi, Mesech Perek Ketzah Mevarchim, which is Halacha Lemaisa Legabe Hilchas Brachas. So I'll give a little Hakdoma just on the importance of knowing and learning Hilchas Brachas. The Ritvan is Hakdoma to Hilchas Brachas. The Ritvan says that every person, Chayv Kolecha Yisrael, Lilmoid Hilchas Brachas. If a person doesn't learn Hilchas Brachas, he's Moyel Bekotchim. It's a me'ila dekedin, and the opposite, he says, v'hamevorech yevurach. Someone who makes the brachas properly gets the brachas that the Eibishter shanks him. And that's what he says, lochein tchila lilmoid levonov v'l'talmidov, say the brachas, the person should first learn with talmidim, with his children, with his sons, hilchas brachas. Shalo yove lidei me'ila, so a person shom kom lidei me'ila. And many of times, a person thinks, we think, that we know hilchas brachas, we know how to make brachas. Once a person learns hilchas brachas, he realizes how much we do not know and how much we are not being mevarech kitikuna the right way. Besides the etzim yediyah of knowing hilchas brachas, the Masha in Chiddush HaGodes in Noze Samach Vav, he brings on the pasuk of Achalta v'svata v'gachta, he says that it's a sgula for panosa, not stam. He says ayidei the person making brachas properly, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashbia b'choysov lias loy b'revach mezoynes. We look all types of skulas. We want revach mezoynes. Zok there, the mashal says, if a person makes brachas properly, he's zoicha to mezoynes berevach. Ki yes lo odem mekatrigim medover. That's mekatrigim when it comes to panosa. Mi losit lo mezoynes of hakoshim berevach. That it should come easily. Vi elu habrachas he melitzim yoyshev sanigoyrim toivim legenekad mekatrigim. Brachas are melitzim and sanigoyrim against the mekatrigim of a person's panosa berevach. In addition, besides the brachas that a person has, b'chayi chiyusoi, shteitin shach ala Torah, what the importance of brachas is, even l'acha moisoi. The shach in Parshas Ekev, on the posuk of Achalta v'sevoto, zok the shach, shomati shkol ha-mevoyech al masha oichol. If someone makes a bracha properly on what he eats, ve'eino machnis legufoi shum dover b'loi bracha rishoyna v'achroyna. He always makes sure to always make a bracha rishoyna v'achroyna, Keshemeis ein atoiloyim sholti megufoi. The toiloyim are not sholit on his goof. Lefisha atoiloyim heimina klola. Toiloyim are klola. Vaabrocha is hepech klola. Shenemel lenich brocha b'sechu akeva. So he says this is a guarantee, so to speak, that toiloyim are not sholit on a person's goof. And be'etzim it's a beferish medish and sheikha toiv, medish tehillim, state, imochalto uberachto. Balolecho mevalani kol atoyves migufcho vegufcho ein abola. As I stated in Lashon and Medrash Shechatov, the stipler, I'll just finish what the stipler says in the Bal Kilis Yankov, the stipler in Kaina de Igrasa in Chelik Beis Michtav Aleph, he writes that beetsim every Talmud Chacham has to know kol atoyves kula, but the Chelik that is negeya lemaisa, a person is mechuyev even more to know. And he brings in examples, kehilchas, brachas, v'seida moyet. And he has to know it to such an extent, achi yiroi lahoyro. The person has to learn hilchas brachas and seida moyet, the things that are negea halacha l'maisa, that he should be negea lahoyro, be able to be paskin. He should be roi lahoyro binyonim elu. And he says, that's the ikar chiv of limud ha-Torah. Lumoid amanas lasois, lumoid amanas l'kayim. So hilchas brachas is one of those things that is negea every single day. Shabbos is negeh every week. But Hilchas Brachas is negeh every single day. More than once a day. We have three times a day. If we're on a diet, we have three times a day. But we eat more than three times a day even. So that's the Ikka, Amanas, Lasois, Dr. Stipler, is Mamash and Hilchas Brachas. And then he says, U'mashenogu b'yeshivas, akadoshas, to learn Noshem Nezikin. He says, that is in order to open up to Mefatech, the Kishrin, and the Yashras, and the Ian. Of course, to learn Noshem Nezikin. But he says that's be'ikka shaykh to tzi'irim, zok the stipler, k'chomesh shonim harishonim la'acha shegomu yeshiva k'tana, which means between the ages of 17 and 22. That's chomesh shonim harishonim after yeshiva k'tana. However, he zok there, avak shepiteach kishroinoi, then choyve yoyse lilmoit, and he says, brachas, nida, moyet, chulin, which negah loch l'maisa. I'm not saying, of course we learn Noshim Zikin, but Be'etzem, what we can accomplish at least in a half an hour, a Seder, I'm going to have a Seder, in learning Mishnah Berurah, learning Hilchos Brachos, or even better yet, learning Ketzem of Avarchim, starting from the Bisra, the Torah, from the bread and butter, from the Gefes, from the Gemara Ashutosis, that is Be'etzem the way to learn Shema Tzeli B'Hilchos. So, in Mirtz Hashem, this should be a Hakdomah. We're starting Mirtz Hashem Thursday, Per Ketzem of Avarchim, and to attempt to learn Hilchos Brachos, Kitikunam, and all these gulas, Sai b'chai chiyuseinu, Sai na panosa, Sai na protection, Lasid lovei, La'acha misa, and the importance of the brachas, HaMavorech Yavorech, like it says in the Ritva, in the Hakdomah, Shetake b'chalanos, Amen v'amen.